there are only two vertical woolen mills remaining in the U.S. One has been in this town since the days just after the Civil War. Chances are, if you have one of their blankets, you've kept it. They tend to last a lifetime, and the tag on the throw has built a brand. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Faribault Woolen Mill began in 1865. This is just one of two vertical woolen mills left in the United States, and a brand well known for the products they produce.
People over time, when they buy something, they want to buy quality, and they're willing to pay more for quality. And there's people who also appreciate American manufacturing, not only one it's made here, but that means there's jobs here.
Paul Moody is one of the mill's owners. With quality comes a process of craftsmanship that may take several days or over a week to complete.
We dye the wool, then we card it, we spin it into yarn, then we weave it, we wash and we wet dry finish it, gets napped, it gets cut and sewn. I mean, all of that happens under this roof.
They source wool from both the U.S. and Australia, depending on the time of year. Some products require wool from a specific location.
We still do work for the military, for Army and Navy and some West Point. Everything needs to be U.S., so if we're buying wool from our supplier, we just need that certified that it's U.S. wool.
They make such a quality product that it presents a good problem.
The good news is they last forever. The bad news is they last forever, but we're proud that they last forever. We have people who will share stories about the blankets they got at their wedding that they still have, or a memory when their mom passed that they fought over who got the Faribault blanket.
Paul says brand matters. He's often reminded of the importance of the name on the blanket or other woolen product.
The name resonates. There's times when we've had a warehouse sale. If the blanket doesn't have our label on it, people won't buy it.
And with over 150 years here, their name and their history is a very important part of every piece that leaves this mill. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.